There's different ways to describe people. I mean, that's why we have adjectives. And I remember growing up and you'd hear different descriptions about people like, boy, that guy's sharp. Man, watch that guy. He is one sharp young man. Or, you know, that guy's kind of dull. When you think about him, you're not too impressed with him. Or you'll hear this. That guy is not too bright. And that was a way of saying that he's not that smart. And so when I read, you read different words in the Bible, different things come to your mind just because of in the past how those same words were used describing other people. And so we come to Habakkuk chapter 3 and verse 4. I'm calling this one the watch, this lesson the watch. And you just take a look. And it says this, and it's describing God. It says, his brightness was like the light. Rays flashed from his head, and there he veiled his power. And this is talking about that Shekinah glory that had protected and led Israel from Egypt through the wilderness. And we see it in Exodus 40, verses 34 through 38. And it was that physical manifestation of his presence. Like the sun, he spread his radiance throughout the heavens and the earth. And so we are promised through the word here that the Holy One will have radiance like the sunlight. That is amazing. I as a child, I remember I didn't wear sunglasses very much, and I'd get these headaches. I was squinting all the time. I remember when I finally started wearing sunglasses, it was just fantastic, because now I could keep my eyes wide open. I could catch a fly ball without really any danger. I mean, even then, sometimes when you wear a sunglasses, you have to shield your eyes with your glove as the ball is making its way, if the sunlight is in your eyes. And so you watch that. Even the best ball players will drop a baseball if the sun is just piercing their eyes. And so this description of the Holy One will have a radiance like the sunlight. When John gives this description of Jesus Christ reigning, he says there will be no longer any night. There will be no need of any lamp or light, because the Lord God shall illumine them and reign forever and ever. Revelation 22:5. And when Jesus Christ was here the first time, he did not look anything like this. And I think the only time we see it in the scriptures is during the transfiguration. In fact, Isaiah said he was to have, he had no stately form or majesty, Isaiah 53:2. There was nothing about his appearance that attracted any to him. But the next time he comes, he will radiate the light of God. And this word here, rays, is literally horns. This is the glory of the Lord. And these rays look like horns. And the precise form of the brightness of God's presence is less significant than the fact that wherever God is, he shines with unusual brilliance. And so to imagine that sunlight, to imagine that brilliance. I mean, I remember when there was an eclipse going on, and it's a rare event, but they told us not to look up at the sun. In fact, when there was a solar eclipse, you could create these boxes that you could look down into, so you could watch it as a reflection and see it go on. It's just it was an amazing thing. That's just the sun. That's just a created thing. This is God. This is the Holy One. And if you ever have seen, there's certain statues and pictures of Moses where he has horns. And that's where this word comes from. It's like translate either horns or rays. And so if you can imagine that, when you draw a picture of the sun, you draw those triangles coming out of the circle. And so they look like horns, but it is the rays of light. Because to draw light, we cannot do it. And so to try to understand it in our own finite way, we draw those horns that represent the rays. And so this is the place of his power, and God graciously veils his glory to protect us. So he veiled it, and that's happened with Moses. If you remember when he came down or that time away from God, he had to literally put a veil over his face because it was shining so much, and people were fearful of him. And it also says here that the Holy One will have flashing power out of his hand. That's literally describing here the power that literally flashes from his fingertips. And he literally will be able to, just talking about Jesus, move mountains. And also he will be able to command the Antichrist into hell. And so his hand is always ready to move. And so as you think about him today, this is the God we serve. All power, all brilliance, extremely bright, one that can be trusted, just an amazing God. And I'm grateful that He's my Lord.